Alonzo, I want to welcome you to episode 320 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention, brought to you by HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/12Alonzo. Use code 12Alonzo for 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/12Alonzo and use code 12Alonzo for 12 free meals and free shipping. HelloFresh. So here we are, episode 320, and there's a few things I want to talk about. Now, I've been talking to you guys about the new station coming up in LA, KBLA Talk 1580, and it's going to be a great station. Unapologetically progressive is what we're calling it, and I'm looking forward to it. So we've been running some test shows and bouncing some things around, and one of the things I talked about there that I want to talk about here is this good cop, bad cop situation. Whenever we hear about bad cops, we're reminded, well, what about the good cops? And I get that. I get that 100%. There are good cops. There are a lot of good cops. The problem is, not only do the bad cops dominate the conversation, the bad cops seem to dominate the population. I mean, story after story, and I'm going beyond the big stories of cops killing people and this and that. Now we see another thing that Andrew Brown Jr. was shot in the back of the head. You're not a threat if you're leaving, if you're driving away and you get shot in the back of the head. But not even that, just this culture of policing and bullying. This culture of bullying within the police, it's horrible. And who's going to step up and stop it? Okay? These are just some of the stories. And again, this is the problem. Every day, another story. Every day, another video. It wears you down. It wears you down. Two Colorado cops, Loveland, Colorado, Officer Austin Hopp and Daria Jalali of Loveland Police Department, dislocated the arm of a 73-year-old woman, dislocated her shoulder, fractured her arm, and fist bump each other while watching the video. She was shoplifting at a Walmart. She's 73 years old. An autistic teenager in Vacaville. Cop tackles him, punches him, and says to him, I'm not going to tell you again. And then there was another cop, okay, who knew this kid and knew the kid was autistic, but he didn't get there in time to stop the beating. When people talk about defund the police, this is the kind of thing they're talking about. There's no way a police officer should be tackling and beating an autistic child. The kid was accused of assaulting somebody, and maybe he did. He did not have a weapon when the cop was beating the hell out of him. There was Stephanie Bottom, a librarian in Atlanta, 68 years old. Cops pull her over, point guns at her, drag her out of the car by her hair and her shoulder because she asked, why am I being stopped? Over and over. A firefighter in Virginia. How horrible is this? And how random. This is the kind of thing that scares me, because this is random. And every black person knows, every person of color knows, this could happen to you at any moment. So in 2019, this firefighter, Elon Wilson, was put in prison, okay, claiming there were drugs in the car, this and that. The cop who stopped him said he was weaving, crossed the white line, the middle line, blah, blah. A lie. The man's been released from jail because the officer, Jonathan Firetag, lied about why he pulled him over. And remember, you got to have probable cause. The probable cause in this case, he was black. But that doesn't stand up to law. Anyway, prosecutors hope to clear more than 400 convictions obtained by this patrol officer. Over 400 cases that they have to look at because it's been proven this guy is a bad cop. Now, good cops, Being a good cop doesn't pay. Doesn't pay. Carrie O'Horn was an officer in the Buffalo Police Department. She tried to stop a fellow officer from using a chokehold on a suspect. She was fired. She's been fighting for 14 years, and she finally got her pension. And this is what the judge said about this case. Recent events in national news, this is a quote from the judge, recent events in national news, including the death last year in the city of Minneapolis of George Floyd, who died from unreasonable physical force being applied for over 9 minutes, have sparked national outrage over the use of this practice. One of the issues in all of these cases is the role of other officers at the scene, and particularly their complicity in failing to intervene to save the life of a person to whom such unreasonable physical force is applied. The judge is saying that these other cops stand around while they're watching a cop kill a guy, watching a cop choke somebody to death. So Carrie O'Horn decided not to watch. She decided to intervene. What was her reward? You're fired and we're taking a pension. Thank God she won the case, but had there not been George Floyd being murdered and the Chauvin trial, maybe she doesn't win. There's another cop who's my favorite. Okay, and he can't even give his name. He was on a TikTok video outgoing as Officer Brian B, and he was talking about this mix-up between the taser and the gun. And he shows wearing his belt, wearing all of his equipment. The gun is next to his dominant hand. The taser is next to his non-dominant hand. He also says there's a huge weight difference. These are quotes from his video. I don't understand how we can mistake a taser for a gun or a gun for a taser. If you're in the heat of the moment and you do something like that, you shouldn't be doing this job. That's what he said. If you're in the heat of the moment and you do something like that, you shouldn't be doing this job. Okay? He says, goes on to say, 99% of our job is communication. You don't got to be quick to pull out a gun or a taser on somebody and think that everybody's a threat. Not everybody's a threat. Try talking to them. Get to know them. That's good policing. He has to do an anonymous video on TikTok to just be a cop and talk about good policing. And here's something else I'm going to throw out there. Bus drivers. Imagine if bus drivers were held to the same standard as police. I know it sounds ridiculous, but think about it. If there were a bus driver who was continually having accidents, he'd get fired and other bus drivers wouldn't cover for him. If there were a bus driver who said, oh, I accidentally hit the gas instead of the brake and killed somebody, there'd be trouble. And if a bus driver was just a bad driver having accidents, hassles with his passengers, this, that, the other, and they finally did get rid of him, the next county over wouldn't hire him. So I say, can we hold police to the standard of bus drivers? And I say that with no disrespect to bus drivers. It is ridiculous. Let's not talk about good cop, bad cop till we have more good cops to talk about. Okay. Moving on. I don't know if you're aware of this. You should be. At this point, right? It's common knowledge. Joe Biden's been president for 100 days. How do you feel about that? The general consensus is pretty good. Depending on the poll, Joe Biden's approval rating ranges from 52% to 58%. When it comes to lying, he can't hold a candle to Trump. In his first 100 days, according to the Washington Post fact checker, which you may or may not agree with, but we're using the same standard for both of them, Biden made 67 false and misleading statements. Trump, 511. That's close. 511 lies to 67 lies. Listen, I've said it before, I'll say it again. All politicians lie. Part of the job. 511 to 67. Some people saying it's too early to judge. You know what? 100 days in, wasn't too early to judge Trump. And you know what? I wasn't wrong. You weren't wrong. If you made that just judgment in the first 100 days on Trump, you weren't wrong. What do I love about Joe Biden? I love the same thing about Joe Biden. that many others seem to love about Joe Biden, which is quite simply, I don't hear much about Joe Biden. I mean, I hear when he makes a speech, you know, I hear that the half of the adult population of this country has been vaccinated. And did you notice he didn't put his name on the side of the bottle that the vaccine was in? It wasn't like, hey, you got to get down there and get you some Joe Biden vaccine. No, he just got the vaccine out there. But basically what it is, people are happy to see adults in the White House again. People are happy to see his administration, right? Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg. Pete handles Fox News. It is comical how easily he handles them. Like when they tried to get all over him about the infrastructure, they're like, the internet, infrastructure is roads. Guess what, Fox people? Infrastructure includes the internet. And Pete pointed out that 100 years ago, it included that newfangled telephone was part of the infrastructure. They had to put up them wires, get them telephones working, because you have to deal with these idiots every day. Speaking of Fox News and the brilliant right-wing media, they're trying, right? Let's give them that. They're trying. So in the last week, three completely false narratives, just pulled stories out of their ass, right? Started with the New York Post putting up a cover story claiming that copies of Vice President Kamala Harris' children's book, Superheroes Are Everywhere, was being gifted to migrant children at the Department of Health and Human Services shelter in Long Beach, California. Post provided no evidence, just pulled it out their ass. How big a lie was it? The woman who wrote the story quit. She quit for telling that lie. It got to her. Her name's Laura Taliano. She couldn't do it anymore. So that was number one that they made up. Next, this one was fantastic. I don't know if you heard this one. Fox News was saying that President Joe Biden administration would require Americans to radically reduce their red meat consumption. And you could only have one hamburger a month. The governor of Texas was like, one hamburger a month, not here in Texas. Texas, we eat all the hamburgers we want. Well, guess what? Anyone can eat all the hamburgers they want because it has nothing to do with it. What they were talking about is that Joe Biden talking about climate accords and global warming and stuff. And we know that, you know, raising cattle brings in methane, but nobody's talking about you could be limited to one hamburger a month. Relax. Totally, completely false story that they just made up. And here's the thing. Somebody pointed this out and it's really true. So this is the Republican playbook. Come up with a lie. Just make up something to be afraid of. Then pump it, get everyone afraid of it. Then it doesn't happen because it's a lie. So you take credit for stopping it. I stopped the thing from that was never going to happen from happening. I don't know if you would. This goes back to George W. Bush. Remember when George W. Bush was foiling plots every day? Every day he was foiling a plot of terrorism. I thought we were in an episode of Batman. The plot's been foiled again. Yeah. Well, they've doubled and tripled down on it. Now they have Fox to help them. The other fake story came, and you know, this reminds me of Wait, Don't Tell Me, the news quiz show I do on NPR, where there's a segment where we have to make up a fake story, and I hope I never have to compete with Fox because they're really good at this. So the other one was that in Virginia, the public schools were going to eliminate accelerated high school math courses to improve racial equity. So what they're saying is you can't have accelerated math because, you know, them black folks can't do math. Completely false. They're looking at their curriculum. They are not eliminating the classes, and they're certainly not eliminating the classes because black people can't achieve. You know, I know too many black people who went to Harvard to buy that. There was a few weeks ago they were all bragging about it. Look up the video of I went to Harvard, and you see all these news people bragging, well, you know, I went to Harvard, I was a Harvard educated. Well, you know what, a lot of black people went to Harvard. You know why? Because black people can do math. Don't take my word for it. Watch the movie Hidden Figures. Yeah, three black women got us to the moon. Watch that, then shut the hell up. We just make it up. But continuing with Joe Biden and the job he's done. Fewer tweets because he's an adult. And Jen Psaki, who I love Jen Psaki. If you haven't watched a press conference with Jen Psaki, do yourself a favor. Watch a press conference. She's no Sean Spicer. She's not hiding in the hedges after telling a lie. No, she actually stands up there, and when they try those gotcha questions and those stupid questions, she handles them. Most recently, I saw her handle some reporter, right wing, I think it was a Fox News guy, who was talking about Joe Biden is about to make his first trip to Europe. And this guy was saying, well, if Joe Biden can go to Europe, how come we ordinary citizens can't go to Europe? Because, you know, Europe's not open. And she kind of explained, you know, when you're the president of the United States and you travel on Air Force One and have everything related to traveling as a president, you know, including a doctor who travels with you, she didn't mention that, I'm mentioning that, then it's probably safer. So I think it's okay. So no, I don't think the average citizen can travel the way the president travels. Just putting it out there. Jen Psaki is great. There should be a highlight reel. There should be a highlight reel of Jen Psaki handling stupid questions, because it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to watch. All right. What else is going on? Well, I'm going to take a moment to tell you about Blue Box. Blue Blocks, the best sleep mask known to man. Honestly, this is, okay, I'm not one to wear sleep masks all the time. It always bothered me how that little elastic strap would cut into your head or your ears, and it was pressure on your eyes, this and that. No, this Blue Blocks mask is fantastic. It has these big pads around your eye, okay? No light gets in. No light gets in, but these pads kind of cup your eyes rather than having it be like a blindfold pressing against your eyes. It's got an adjustable wide head strap that's not elastic, doesn't pull or cut into you. They're super comfortable. They're lightweight. I love the Blue Blocks sleep mask, okay? Now, here's what you want to do. First of all, support Blue Blocks. Why? Because they support this show. But you can get yours today. This is the good part. You can get yours 20% off with the code Alonzo at blueblocks.com/Alonzo. That's blueblocks.com/Alonzo. 20% off. All right. blueblocks.com/Alonzo. Use code Alonzo. Get 20% off. You will sleep well. I promise you. I've used this thing. No light gets past it. So, a few decades ago, many decades ago, to the young people, you won't even remember this time, but private citizens, it used to be private. You used to have privacy. And then we got the internet. And then the internet grew. And now, think about it. Everything you browse, searched, watched, tweeted, texted, whatever, if it's on the internet, all of that data being crawled through, collected, and aggregated by third parties into a permanent public record. Okay, your private life is exposed for others to see. Now, there used to be a celebrity problem. Now it's with everybody. So if you want to keep your data private when you go online, do like me, turn to ExpressVPN. Okay, there's data brokers out there, hundreds of them. That's their business, buying and selling your data. And they don't have to tell you who they sell it to or get your consent. You know, one of the ways they do this, your IP address. You know, you've seen this in movies. You've seen the thing where they trace the IP address and they follow you. It's not just in movies. It's in real life. Data harvesters use your IP to uniquely identify you and your location. ExpressVPN, now your connection gets rerouted through an encrypted server and your IP address is masked, okay? When I turn on ExpressVPN, I get a random IP address shared by other ExpressVPN customers, and they can't identify you and harvest your data. And the best part, it's easy to use ExpressVPN. No matter what device you're on, phone, laptop, smart TV, computer, whatever, all you have to do is tap a button and get protected. So, if you, like me, believe your data is your business, secure yourself with the number one rated VPN on the market. Visit expressvpn.com/Alonzo. Get 3 extra months for free. That's expressvpn.com expressvpn.com/Alonzo. Go to expressvpn.com/Alonzo. 3 months free. I'm sorry I sometimes laugh in the midst of my own podcast, but you know, in talking about the internet, the politicians, they just don't get it. Or maybe they do get it and they just want to entertain us, because they make statements that are so ridiculous. They hit Twitter. They love to tweet. It's almost like, hey, you know how stupid I am? Watch this. Here's an example. Ohio State Representative Mike Loychik. He went to Twitter. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this. There's a movement going on to make Washington, D.C. a state. Republicans don't like it because they don't like anything. So he just says, he goes to Twitter and he puts out the tweet. The founders never intended for Washington, D.C. to become a state. Now, why would you put that on Twitter? Because here they come. The founders never intended for women or black people to vote. And yet, here we are. Okay? A picture of Barack Obama. The founders never intended for this man to become a president. Spencer Hicks told him, the founders often pooped in buckets. We've advanced as a society. Another person tweeted, the founders treated headaches with leeches, bark, and opium. So let's ditch the FDA. The founders did not foresee the invention of the modern Dorito. And this had to be my favorite. This had to be my favorite. The founders never intended for Nick Foles to win a Super Bowl. I don't know why people hating on Nick Foles, but this is what happens when you listen. You tell your kids stay in school, and one day you could be in the government. Apparently, not going to school is the way to get into government. It seems, if you plan to be a Republican representative, because wow. Here's a brilliant one, and this is for you kids who study geography and travel. You might want to look at this. You may want to send her an email or tweet to Laura and help her out. So Republican, of course, State Senator Laura Reinbold of Alaska has a problem with the mask. You know Republicans, they hate wearing a mask. I'm not wearing a mask, blah, 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 blah. Well, Alaska Airlines, and airlines require masks, has banned Senator Laura Reinbold for her continued refusal to follow mask rules. You know how they are. They get on a plane, they act like a child, stomping their feet and screaming they're not going to win a mask. So she can't fly from Anchorage to Juneau on Alaska Air. She can't fly from Anchorage to Juneau. Do you know what other airlines fly Anchorage to Juneau in Alaska? None. None. So what she did was she got banned from the only airline that will get her to the capital. Now she gets to travel by road and ferry, and that trip takes more than 19 hours. You know what? Maybe Mike Loychik could tell her, you know what, Laura? The founding fathers never meant for you to fly. So you just get on the road and take a ferry and perhaps a dog sled. I don't know. Another thing I enjoy, because the internet isn't all bad. It's not all bad. One of the great things we've been having lately is they've been shutting down bullies. They've been identifying bullies and getting rid of them. So former Visuel CEO Sam Johnson was following around a teenager, Dalton Stevens, at the Harpeth Hotel in Franklin, Tennessee. Now, Stevens was wearing a dress, celebrating the prom, doing his thing. Okay, I don't know if you call it gender fluid, cross dress. I don't know what it is. You know, no, I do know what it is. I know exactly what it is. It's his business. It's his life, and he's free to do. And that's the thing that what Republicans, I don't get. It's freedom. He's free to wear a dress or anything else he wants. But Sam Johnson said no. Sam Johnson said I'm going to follow him around. Grown-ass man, gonna follow this teenager around talking smack, bothering him, hassling him. Well, guess what, Sam? You're on video, and people recognize you, and your company fired you, which is the proper response for any of these bullies, trolls, idiots, or assholes. Get them on video, post the video, someone knows who they are, and fire them. It's good. Teach them a lesson. While I'm on the topic of good news, I don't know if you've heard about this. Down in the great state of Texas, they're having a real problem with ladders. They just can't get rid of all of the $5 ladders that people are using to climb the wall. That's right. Donald Trump's greatest wall ever, the greatest wall in the history of walls, the biggest wall, the greatest wall. Yeah. $5, not just good ladders, just $5 ladders. So many ladders are being found by the Border Patrol that they actually had to call the city of Hidalgo, Texas, to haul away piles of lumber produced by these destroyed ladders. You know how many ladders it takes before you have like a pile of wood that you have to call the city? Can you get rid of all these ladders that are getting over the impenetrable wall? I love that one. And finally, I am not an awards guy. Award shows, I generally don't tune in. Some are good, some are bad. People like the red carpets, the clothes being worn, this or that, whatever. It's all good. But this year's Oscars, Glenn Close was doing the butt. All right? Just that made it worth it. But the butt was a great song out of a Spike Lee movie by EU, a go-go song, and it's a dance that went with it. And they asked Glenn Close about it. They were doing like a stump you music questions. They did, was this song nominated for an Oscar? Did this song win? What movie? Blah, blah, blah. They got to her. They asked her about the butt. Not only did she know the butt, she danced the butt. So kudos, mwah, to Glenn Close. I love it. This weekend, I'm live at Laughs Comedy Club in Seattle, Friday and Saturday. I wish you a happy, healthy week. Stay safe. Get vaccinated. And if you're in Alaska and you want to fly from, Anchorage to Juneau, wear your mask. Just saying. Or take the ferry. I love idiots.